This is program number LW2310. Well, you know, it's amazing how many people there are all over this country who just aren't satisfied with the one they married. So they try their best to remake that person. Hi, this is Larry West. When he was 52, Dr. Negri of Los Angeles, a psychologist and psychoanalyst, married a woman 30 years younger. The story comes from a Los Angeles divorce court. The story is Dr. Negri met a young lady who was coming to him for counseling. And to make a long story short, he ended up molding her mind and guiding her thoughts, trying to make her the perfect wife. Then he married her. And once the wedding ring got on her finger, he says the psychoanalysis didn't seem to work so well. In court, he testified that she, that perfect wife, refused to wash the dishes. She wouldn't sweep the house. He often had to take care of the baby. These are his words. Yet, on the flip side, his wife charged that her husband, the psychoanalyzing doctor, was not so perfect himself. She testified that he gave her only 25 cents a day for spending money. What happened in the end was, the doctor said that when he started out trying to make a perfect wife, he just had one mistake he couldn't overcome. He forgot to psychoanalyze himself. You know, while there's got to be a lot of give and take to make a marriage work, you just can't make a person over. I think what a fellow named David Grayson once said is the best rule to follow. He said, long ago, I made up my mind to let my friends have their peculiarities. There's a lot of wisdom in that, especially when it comes to a marriage. On Long Island, New York, George Sherman had a particular love for the classics, you know, Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. When he married a 17-year-old girl, he began to demand that she study the things he loved, the works of Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. He made her stop reading magazines and things she liked. As for the funnies and the daily newspaper, it was out of bounds. She was to read nothing but Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. Well, she tried to tell him that she personally found these philosophers, and these are her words, uninteresting and difficult. He got mad. She sued for divorce, wanting to break the bonds of matrimony with her husband and with Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. It's true, you just can't make a person over. There's a lot of give and take, true, but you just can't make the person over. Benjamin Disraeli learned that lesson with his wife, and that's one reason they say they had such a great marriage. Now, he didn't marry until he was 35 years old, and he married a rich widow who was more than 50, and in many, many ways, she was the very opposite to him. She was silly. Some called her scatterbrained. She was flighty, a real bouncy lady. Here's what Dale Carnegie says, writing about their relationship. I quote, "She wasn't perfect, but Disraeli was wise enough to let her be herself. And in fact, he learned to enjoy her being herself." And that's the key, isn't it? To learn to enjoy that person for what that person really is. Disraeli learned that. Disraeli was a member of the House of Commons there in England, and when he would come home bored and exhausted, he enjoyed Marianne's, and that's his wife, he enjoyed her life of laughter. Carnegie says, "These hours he spent at home with his aging wife were the happiest of his life. Every night he hurried home from the House of Commons to tell her the day's news. He enjoyed her, well, her peculiarities." You know, you and I listen to the advertising. This is the day when we're told that we ought to have it our way. I mean, after all, you know, we only go around once in life. The cry is for personal freedom, independence, individuality. And what we want are those things which serve us. You know what that's done to us, though? It's destroyed our sensitivity for other people. While we want the privilege of being ourselves, we also want the privilege of refusing to let others have the same privilege. I've written a couple of pamphlets I'd sure like to send to you. They are parts 1 and 2 called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. In them, we talk about the husband coming home at night, sitting down for the purpose of doing nothing more than just listening to his wife. He's the one who finds means by which he can enjoy her, appreciate her as a person, allowing her to express herself toward him that he might take what she's able to give. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Write me for these pamphlets, Things Needed for a Polished Marriage, Parts 1 and 2. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage, Parts 1 and 2. Write me and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.